this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Mainstream? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to try to get through Paul in New Jersey, Tom in Maryland, and Todd in Montana in this segment of Overdrive. But we were just talking to Sean in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Sean. I want to get back to you and let you finish your point.
All right, David. Thank you very much. Yeah, I just wanted to make the point that, I mean, it's my personal opinion that I think the border crisis, first of all, was definitely created. I mean, it was made to be this intense.
It was incentivized.
Situation
yes.
all at once, you know, part of cloud pivot, stuff like that. But my point was that I believe that it is the implementation of the North American Union that was signed under Bush, I believe. So
oh, yes.
I just want to...
They made it quite clear. We played that clip. You know, Pelosi, one of the things she said when she went down there for a press conference is, we happen to have two people just, and there's just a border that runs through it. It's nothing really. And, of course, Petraeus is saying, you know, what comes after America? Well, that's simple. North America, they see this as an accomplished fact. They see it as a law that was passed 20 years ago. And even Petraeus said that when he mentioned that. He said, you know, we passed this 20 years ago. Now they are making it an accomplished fact. You know, we just had this story up on InfoWars. Obama calls for a collectivized New World Order. This is from Paul Joseph Watson. Listen to this quote from Obama. He said, part of people's concern is just the sense that around the world, the old order isn't holding. We're not quite yet to where we need to be in terms of a new order that's based on a different set of principles. Well, actually, it's a quite old set of principles. You know, there's always been this tension between dictatorships and liberty, individual liberty. And, of course, it is now turning to a different set of principles here in America, a set of principles that is abandoning the rule of law and abandoning individual liberty. Let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Paul.
Good afternoon, David. I'll go quickly. You got to realize we've been under communism since 1913.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, we got communism on the bottom and we got fascism on the top, don't we? We got a multi-level strategy there.
And the income tax, it's a complete fraud. It's unlawful, and you're entrapped by the Universal Commercial Code.
Yes, I agree.
Taxing and financial... transactions are under the Universal Commercial Code, and you do not have to pay that tax if you use it right.
I agree. We all have to pick our fights. I mean, I pay my income tax because we have to pick where we're going to fight them and how we're going to fight them. And of course, there's been a lot of people that have pushed on that. And again, going back to what we were saying before, I think your best chance of getting that overturned is going to be fully informed juries. I don't think you're going to see any politicians go near that. Of course, we do have some saying that the income tax needs to be abolished, assuming that it was there legally in the first place. That's something we've not heard before. We heard Ted Cruz say that. That was something used to be only the libertarian candidates would say, and we would get harassed for saying that. Let's go to Tom in Maryland. Trying to run through these quickly. Thank you, Paul, for calling. Tom in Maryland, go ahead.
I'll talk quickly, Mr. Knight. Thank you for taking my call in Overdrive. I appreciate you taking that extra time. It's probably why you've got me hooked on the evening news. You and your colleagues are consummately professional. You push the envelope, and you just don't see that with other newscasts.
Well, thank you for supporting us. I couldn't do it without you. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Listen, you put out a product that you don't find elsewhere.
Well,
now, earlier you had a... who spoke about individuals filing lawsuits. Now, you correctly noted that one of the tricks used by the courts to suppress and oppress individuals was to simply tell them that they don't have standing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I strongly disagree with that. However, I do have to respectfully disagree with you relative to your thoughts on not utilizing the courts as a primary place to try to to preserve our freedoms.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I don't want to give that impression. I think it's very important to fight them everywhere. And I think you can have legal victories. I was very happy to see, for instance, Hobby Lobby take it all the way to the Supreme Court and win. They had everything on the line. I just understand that everywhere, even in the electoral system, it's a rigged game, but you need to play.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-53 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, July 25th, 2014. We've got a lot of news to cover today. We've got Paul Craig Roberts going to be joining us in the second hour. He's got an article up on Infowars.com. Washington is escalating the orchestrated Ukrainian crisis to a war. Of course, they keep talking about Russian aggression. Just keep repeating that phrase over and over again until everybody wants to go to war. And, of course, the CNN poll that was released earlier this week shows that already CNN, the mainstream media, and the Washington drumbeat has gotten 10% of the people saying they're ready to go to war with Russia. Over what? Over the accidental shooting of an airliner going down? Of course, that's happened before. Ukraine actually shot down a Russian jetliner back in 2001. You may not have noticed that because it happened right after everything that happened September 11th. It was just in October, the following month, that they accidentally shot down a Russian commercial airliner, and it took them a long time to admit that they had actually done it. But, of course, that's happened in the past. We've done it in the past. the U.S. Navy accidentally shot down an Iranian passenger airliner. So that sort of thing can happen. It can also be a false flag. And today we learn that the Ukrainian prime minister, as well as most of his cabinet, has resigned. Their coalition fell apart. They were in trouble economically, politically, militarily in that very area. If they're in trouble militarily, if they're losing in that area, if they're having their planes shot down and they're getting reversed in that area, what would a government that is falling apart resort to? Well, of course, we know the answer to that, and we're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts later in the show. And we got a couple of articles that are up on the Drudge Report today, one of them from Adan Salazar. Illegal alien gang members have been arrested for the murder of a homeless man, and this was MS-13 gang members. This was a man, Amos Milburn, in Maryland, a 56-year-old homeless man. He was hanging out with friends near a liquor store. When he confronted a girl, they got into an argument. The young woman got angry and left and then came back with several of her friends, who now, it turns out, were MS-13 gang members. Now, this female that he got into the argument with was actually 17 years old. So according to NPR and according to the narrative that the administration is putting out there, she was actually an unaccompanied child, even though these people are part of MS-13. And of course, we reported last week that there was a group of baby Zetas that were picked up that were in Central America still. This was on a Spanish language feed. The head of this gang of 10 baby Zetas was 16 years old. His girlfriend ran it with him. She was 13 years old. So these 10 baby Zetas, people like these MS-13 gang members who just beat this homeless man to death, these are the unaccompanied minors. And of course, they're the kind of minors who could make that trip across Central America unaccompanied. I don't think there's very many children in diapers who are capable of doing that. Not any real children as you and I would think of them, elementary school age children that are making that journey unaccompanied. There's something else going on with this narrative, but of course we keep hearing over and over again that it is strictly children, that that's the only thing that we need to be concerned about is helping these children. Just yesterday, Hillary Clinton was on a program called On Point, and she said, you've got to remember that these kids that are coming across fall into just two types. You know, there's two types of people. There's the people who break everybody into two types of people and those who don't. Well, her two types of people were, they were either migrants who were coming here to be reunited with their family. Of course, their family isn't citizens, then they're still illegal aliens. But then the other thing she said was they're refugees from violence. What she did not talk about was people who are actually coming here and bringing violence in, who are bringing in these young gang members. We've talked about that over and over again. Of course, the media tries to avoid that as much as possible. And as Adan pointed out in this article, you had to watch the video to even know that these people that beat this homeless man to death, you had to watch the video to know that they were illegal immigrants. They put it nowhere in the article. They basically hit it, just mentioned it very quickly that they were illegal immigrants. Now, when I mentioned about that group of 10 baby Zetas, where the leader was 16 years old and his girlfriend who co-led with him was 13 years old, what they were doing was kidnapping people. They would then videotape them being tortured. And in the cases, even after the people paid the ransom, they videotaped themselves torturing, mutilating, and killing these people and not turning them over to the people who had paid the ransom. These are the kinds of hardened criminals that are being imported into this country. And, of course, now Obama is meeting with Central and South American presidents. They're looking at having the American government go down to Honduras and essentially vet children there, essentially import them into this country so they don't have to make this dangerous journey. This is always you see the government doubling down, certainly under Obama. Rather than correcting the problem, he's going to go down there. They built this narrative saying this is simply children who need to get out of violence. This is the narrative that they've been repeating over and over and over again. And when we have people like Glenn Beck go to the border and hand out teddy bears, he's reinforcing that narrative that it is simply children and we just need to open our hearts and open our hands to them. If you want to help them, fine. Do it privately. Don't blow your horn and trumpet your good works in front of everybody. Because when you do that, all you're doing is feeding this phony narrative that it's only children who are coming in. Now, of course, Obama is incentivizing it. He's creating anchor babies. Anchor babies have already been here. He's created anchor teens, essentially, but he's creating actually anchor fetuses. We were told and reported just last week that Border Patrol agents have been told that they are not to turn away any women who say that they are pregnant. If they merely assert that they're pregnant, they get a free pass into the country. And, of course, they have no way to determine if they're pregnant or not. Now, to contrast that to an amazing difference in the way that Americans are treated, take a look at this journalist who went on a family vacation to Canada. This is a journalist from Reason Magazine. His name is Roger Van Bakel of Reason.com. He went up into Canada after a vacation in Maine, and as they were looking at his passports, they asked him if he had a letter of permission for his children, who also had passports, to travel with him. Now, from when I was looking at this, the first thing I remember was I had gone to Canada as a child. I never had a passport. And we didn't need passports to go back and forth on that border. I remember in 2002, after everybody started to get paranoid about everything, after September 11th, they started stepping up security, obviously. We still were able to take our children. We had passports at the time. Our children had passports at the time because we had gone abroad, but we didn't take them with us. We didn't really think we needed them to go into Canada. And the Canadian government didn't require it. We were able to pass into Canada and just show them our driver's license, and they looked at us and said, "Fine, you can go." When we came back, however, we were treated like terrorist suspects. We got the going over just like this guy did. They almost didn't let us back in. I didn't know at that point that they were requiring passports. But this guy has been asked by the Border Patrol agents if he's got permission to travel. And he kind of pushed back on that question. And then they got angry. He said, "I realized then that just a little bit of pushback was all these guys needed to get them going." They got him out of the car. They got very aggressive with him, started searching his car, and he says, "All right, I'm going to videotape this for my own protection." When he did that, they physically took it out of his hand and got very aggressive with him. He says, "Wait a minute. As a journalist, I can tell the world in writing whatever questions you're asking." And he says, "In the U.S., anybody has that right. It's certainly not against the law. What's the difference between that and recording the conversation?" Now, notice what the guy did. He made him delete it, or he wasn't going to let him go. But once he did delete the conversation, he told him he could go. We've seen that over and over and over again. If the government is doing something that they don't have any legal authority to do, if they're doing it under cover of law, and you challenge them, time and again, they will let you go. I want to point out, many of you might have remembered the Romicke family. That's the German family who came here and got asylum in the United States because they were fleeing the German homeschooling laws. You see, in Germany, they still have the anti-homeschooling laws that Adolf Hitler wrote. Adolf Hitler wrote the first laws to criminalize education, especially for parents to educate their own children. Those laws are still on the books, and they're very rough with parents who want to educate their children at home. They get massive fines. They have the children taken away from Child Protective Services. There was another German family who did not leave Germany. They had their children taken away with Child Protection Services because they wanted to homeschool. They relented, put the children in government school, and the government still would not return custody of their children to the family. So this family immigrated to the United States. They sought asylum. They were granted asylum by an immigration judge, and everything seemed to be okay. They said they were fleeing religious persecution. They were homeschooling for religious reasons. And then Eric Holder got involved, and Eric Holder tried to overturn that immigration judge's asylum order. They took it all the way to the Supreme Court. They decided they were going to fight, and Homeschool Legal Defense Association represented them, as they do most homeschoolers. If you homeschool, you really need to be a member of this organization. They took it all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said they weren't going to hear it, and the next day, Homeland Security said, "That's okay. We're going to give you permission to stay here. Not any other German family is going to be allowed to stay here, but just you." And they set up some very troubling precedents in that. Eric Holder said he didn't think denying people's right to homeschool their kids on religious grounds, he didn't think that was a denial of religious freedoms. Of course, they don't respect any of the First Amendment, either freedom of religion or freedom of speech. And you know what? You can't have either of those if you don't have freedom of education. We're going to be right back because I want you to understand how this applies. This has happened over and over and over again. If you fight them, they might let you go, but they're not going to...
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Now, we were talking just before the break about this family that went into Canada, and when they came back, they were asked They had their passports, but they were asked if they had permission to take their children with them. And the guy who was actually a reporter for a reason said, do I need to have permission for my children? And at that point, they got kind of horsey with him. They started to inspect their car. And he says, all right, I'm going to record this for my own protection. That then turned them violent. And so they seized his phone. They demanded that they were going to delete the tape of the incident. But he said, hey, I have the freedom to do this. I can write about this. I'm a journalist. I can write about anything you say or do. And it's the same principle. And of course, it's been upheld over and over again that we do have a right to record. This is, under color of law, illegal actions and intimidation by government agents. And we see this over and over again. And we see that when you push back against them, they let you go. I was just talking about how the German family, of course, this highlights also the hypocrisy of what they're doing, saying that they're trying to reunite immigrant children with their parents who are in the States, and yet they were going to send this family who was homeschooling for religious reasons back to Germany, where the government was going to take the children away from the parents as they've done in the past. As they fought it all the way to the Supreme Court, even when the Supreme Court said we're not going to hear it, then they said, all right, you can keep them. We've seen this happen over and over again. Look at John Corbett, who challenged the TSA. And then he got a pass to get on planes after that, after he sued them multiple times. We got Mark Baker, Baker's Green Acres in Michigan. He had all of his hogs taken away. They said, you're hogs because you are free-range raising your hogs outside, and they then grow hair. He said, these are feral hogs, so we're going to take these away. They don't look like the pigs that we have in the factory pork system, so we're going to take them away. He fought them for years, and he would have been bankrupted, except that he got contributions from other people. But they took those breeds of pigs away from all of the other Michigan farmers. But they eventually caved at the last minute. After fighting him for 3 years, after coming very close to bankrupting him for this legal fight, they eventually at the last minute just backed off and said, okay, you're not going to be subject to these regulations, but everybody else is. So they leave the illegal law there. They stop it at the court system. They don't want it to go through. They don't want to set a precedent. They don't want to have the law overturned. They just make exceptions for people who fight them. We saw the same thing at the Bundy Ranch. The BLM had already driven all of the other ranchers out of business, just like the Michigan Department of Agriculture had driven out all these other free-range hog producers out of business. And yet, what do? They just come back and say, for you, we'll make an exception. But not for anybody else. We're going to leave our illegal actions in place. Now, Obama, if you haven't heard, is meeting with heads of Central American states, and they are now looking at having children brought into this country. We, the American public, the American government, will fly children in from Honduras, giving them refugee status. But they will not give refugee status to a single family that comes here because they're going to have their children taken away with them from them if they educate them at home. That's the kind of dichotomy we see. We see that the government does not want people to have control over their children. To that end, they have come up with an idea. They're actually given $10 million to Yale University to fund personal robot trainers for children. And listen to the way they talk about this. They talk about deploying these robots into homes. That's actually their phrase. I was up on the Drudge Report. He highlighted that they're going to deploy these robots into homes, and they're going to teach them English as a second language. So that's a large part of why they want to import these young children. They want to get them, and they want to control them. The government wants to get rid of parents, wants to move them out of the way so that they can raise the children themselves. They can't do that enough by extending the school year, by extending the school hours. So now they want to put robots into the homes. Listen to what the computer science professor at Yale University, principal investigator for the study, said. He said, just like a good personal trainer, we want the robots to be able to guide the children toward a behavior that we desire. Who would that we be? Is that the parents, or is that going to be the government setting those priorities? He says, the need for this technology is driven by critical societal problems that require sustained, personalized support. to supplement the efforts of educators, parents, and clinicians. See, they kind of put the parents in there in the middle in between the educators and the psychologists. Melissa Harris Perry said, you got to get over this idea that you own your own children. No, you don't. So what role do they see for parents? I don't know, because they're saying that they want these robots to help them learn better eating habits, social cognitive skills. So what is it that parents are supposed to do? I don't know. Maybe they tuck them in at night. It's not really clear. But what is clear is they want to build a healthy relationship, he says, of trust and respect between the child and the robot, not between the child and the...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. And we're going to be taking your calls. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Call us and let us know what you think about what's going on in the Ukraine, what's going on at our border. What's going on in your life? What are you concerned about? What is the thing that you're most concerned about as you see the American economy, the American rule of law being attacked on multiple fronts? That's coming up. We're going to have Paul Craig Roberts joining us at the next hour. We're going to be talking about what's going on in Ukraine. And, of course, he was an economist in the Reagan administration. We'll be talking to him about the economic challenges that we're up against as well. You know, it's been 2 years since I came to InfoWars, and it's amazing to me to see how much it has changed. How many reporters we've hired, things like the new studio, where we're trying to get the nightly news syndicated out to multiple television stations. The ability to be able to go out and cover things like the Bundy Ranch, like the Asymmetric Warfare Center. We've got reporters right now down at the border covering that, showing you what the border looks like from both the air, going through the border, taking a video camera, walking through the border. That's the sort of thing that we can only do with your help, with your support. And you've been very good about doing that. What we have decided to do here is, of course, we don't depend on the government to give us funding. What we've decided to do is to offer you primarily health products, because we know that there's a war on your health as well. So Alex has come up with a line of health products. We have subscriptions to the PrisonPlanet.tv. You can support us with that operation. But right now, we have some great specials. We've got the Fluoride Shield. That's a chelating detox. A chelating detox. It's 25% off of that. And if you get that in conjunction with the X2, which is selling out quickly, you can get that for 30% off. Now, that's something that has almost sold out. It took us a while to get Silver Bullet back in. It took us about 2.5 months. It's a very difficult process to manufacture this. At the rate it's being sold, it'll probably sell out in about a week, and it's going to take us about a month to get that back in once it does sell out. But that's going to be available. That is available right now for $19.95. And also, we have some specials on Super Male and Female Vitality that is getting rave reviews, something that you can do to help your health, to help your family's health, as well as support the operation. Again, that's Fluoride Shield. That's 25% off. If you get it with X2, you get 30% off of both of those. Now, as we were just talking before the break about the government doing things under the color of law that they don't really have the authority to do. This story out of a website called the organicprepper.ca, this is the Michigan Department of Agriculture. And again, I mentioned that, how they came down on the hog farmers, put all of them but one out of business. He fought them for years and nearly bankrupted him. And finally, they say, all right, you can keep them, but nobody else can have that particular type of pig. And of course, they maintained that they were a feral species because they had hair on them. Well, they had hair on them because he was looking for that kind of species because he had them free range instead of packing them into a small factory environment. But look what they did now to this food co-op. Michigan Department of Agriculture forces a farmer to dump 248 gallons of organic milk and break 1,200 free range eggs. Now, it's not just busting the eggs. They watched them as they broke each individual egg. That's 100 dozen eggs, and they watched them break every single egg. And then they made them take this organic milk and spray it. And they watched that. They witnessed it to make sure that they were spraying it. They also destroyed an undisclosed amount of fresh cream, butter, and cheese. This is something we're seeing over and over again. And, of course, what they said was, you don't have a license to sell this food. And they said, well, we're not selling it. We're not retailing it. We're a co-op. And they said, well, we don't like your paperwork. They ask, why is it that when they make real food on a real farm, why is that a crime? Why is fresh food being treated like it was crystal meth? That's the point they made. And, of course, the reality is that just like raw milk, why they cracked down on raw milk, it was to protect the factory milk producers, big agri. They didn't want the competition of fresh organic milk, and so they started coming after them, primarily in the states like Wisconsin, where they had a big dairy industry. But it's not just that. They don't want us to own anything. The large corporations don't want any competition. And one of the ways that you make sure you don't have any competition is to make sure that nobody else actually owns anything, has any property, has any businesses. We know how this has worked out when it's done to the extreme. Look at Hugo Chavez's socialist paradise of Venezuela. Bloomberg has pointed out multiple times and bragged about what a good investment Venezuela is for bondholders, how they've gotten over nearly 700%. I think it was 681%. Nearly 700% return on their investments. And you have bankers saying, this is great. They understand where their first priority is. Their first priority is their sovereign debt. Meanwhile, in the same article, they're pointing out that the people are having to go to other countries in order to get water, in order to get medicine, because they have taken everything from, they've destroyed all private property. That's what socialism does. It's communism and socialism on the bottom, but on the top, it's crony capitalism. That's what we're getting here. We're seeing small businesses, small farms being driven out of business so that the big agri, big corporations, big banks have a total monopoly on what's going on. And it's not just there where they're going after illegal goods. You know, there's also an article that comes out of truthandaction.org. New York Department of Homeland Security will pay you $500 to rat out your fellow citizens who are buying legal goods. Okay, they're not even trying to say that they are illegal. They're saying that these are things like they could use for survival. Things like ammunition, MREs, that's meals ready to eat, flashlights, match containers, gas masks, and other things that they think might be something a prepper would use. So if you see somebody doing that, if you see something like that, you need to say something about that. You need to report people like that. You need to snitch on them. Here's the thing. When I was researching the Asymmetric Warfare Center before Joe Biggs and I went there, I saw these people talking about the asymmetric warfare that they were conducting in Iraq at the time and talking about many different places where they had gone in. They said, the way that you tell, and these are the generals who had fought there, they said the way that you tell whether a government is legitimate or not is based on the amount of force it needs to apply in order to stay in power. I think that applies here. We see that being escalated so much more as our government starts to get into so many different areas where they have no legitimate authority. And also, I think you could extend that and say that as the government becomes increasingly paranoid about its own citizens, it's up to something. It's not only not legitimate when it needs a lot of force to keep people in line, but when it is building force, you know that they've got something illegitimate down the pike that they're getting ready to do. There's another story we covered, the one from Adan Salazar that was linked to on the Drudge Report about these illegal alien gang members arrested for murder of a homeless man earlier. I want to play you the clip that was on the radio program. As we pointed out in the article, they didn't say that these were illegal aliens. They only mention it very quickly in the clip, and you have to listen carefully for it because they don't use those terms, illegal aliens. They use the preferred term of the government, of the mainstream media, and that is undocumented immigrants. Here's that clip.
92-year-old Margie Hargrove says her heart has been broken by the murder of her grandson.
A beautiful boy. He wouldn't bother nobody.
Yet these six young people, ranging in age from 17 to 23, several of them members of the notorious MS-13 gang, killed Jones early Tuesday morning along this stretch of Huron Avenue in Suitland. Investigators believe Jones said something offensive to the 17-year-old girl, and she went to her fellow gang members for help.
Bottom line is, it's 6-on-1, yes. And we ultimately learn, after autopsy, he is stabbed several times in the upper body, which caused his death.
The six young people, all undocumented immigrants, are charged with first-degree murder, the end result of a fight Margie Hargrove says Amos Jones wouldn't have started.
If you never try to pick a fight, you never bother people enough for them to kill him.
Well, the six young people charged in this case are all being held without bond. In Prince George's County, Brad Bell, ABC 7 News.
The six young people who did that, of course, one of them, the lady who began the argument with the 56-year-old homeless man that was beaten to death, was, as I reported earlier, 17 years old. That means that she is one of those children coming across the border. It turns out that there are also illegal aliens who are MS-13. Let's go to some of your calls here. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. You wanted to say something about the immigration situation, Joe?
Yeah, I got a lot to say. The whole thing, I think if people took a big step back and looked at the whole big picture, we are being infiltrated. And it's not just a matter of bringing in immigrants. These people that they're bringing in are eventually going to be used against us to tear the infrastructure of the country down from within. They're going to be catered to. I mean, average American citizens now, you might as well call an American citizen an illegal alien because we're treated worse than they are.
Oh, absolutely. Over and over again, we point that out. Look at what happened to that journalist who had he wasn't an undocumented immigrant. He wasn't an undocumented traveler. He had a passport for himself, for his family. And then they hassle him a little bit more. Well, do you have permission to travel with your children? And that's the kind of games that they play. But this is a strategy to take down the country, as we pointed out. They strategized about this back in the 1960s. Cloward and Piven, two socialists, wrote that what they needed to do in order to remake the country into their socialist paradise was they needed to destroy the economy to take it down first, and then they could rebuild it. You see that over and over again. That is always talked about. They even put that in the Captain America movie, that you have to destroy the country before you can rebuild it. Well, the way they wanted to destroy the country was to overload the entitlement system, the welfare system. And that's what we're seeing right now. That's what this is all about.
That whole system is going to implode on itself, and the very people that are going to be getting those freebies are going to become slaves to that system, in my opinion, and they're just going to do whatever they're told. And to a free-thinking individual, I mean, this is like textbook 1984. Wars aren't meant to be won. They're just meant to be continued. And it's global. It's in every country. And I think if we all just took back, I mean, the information is right there in front of us. It's all over the place. And the average person, I call them veg heads, because they haven't got a clue because they just like their stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. Let's go to Carl in Texas. Carl.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me on. I couldn't agree more. It's definitely a calculated takedown going by stealth. In the past few years, I've taken some steps to kind of counter it, so using similar tactics in terms of stealth. A lot of the times when I engage people talking about these issues, immigration and a lot of the other things, the gun confiscation, I use the term thought exercise because I'm trying to engage what's left of people's critical sense and kind of make it as to if it's their idea and give them, like, you know, the hypothetical and then bring it into reality for them. Or at least try to, you know, give them a little bit of fuel for the fires that I'm trying to start in their minds.
So what do you think, Carl, about this situation of Obama going down to Honduras, and he's going to essentially identify children that he wants to bring back in the United States and then ship them back in so they don't have to make the dangerous journey? What about the danger to our children when we bring in people, allow MS-13 gang members to come through the border, when we allow this violent drug war that we've created, actually. We created this in Central and South America with our war on drugs, and now we're bringing that violence into our country because we're allowing the borders to be wide open and bring in these, let these gang members come in and even give them special benefits. Of course, these MS-13 minors who are under a certain age, they're going to be able to go to any university that they want to, anywhere in the country, get in-state tuition or a full free ride. That'll be a great place for them to start their drug war, start a new turf war with existing drugs. They can go into the universities and they're going to, as students, have access to other students to sell them drugs.
Yeah, it's a, you know, who's he, is he president of Honduras? Is he president of Central America? I mean, it just is, it's, like I said, it's too much of an overload to be coincidence. It's, you know, it would be one thing if you could trust these people to be doing things out of the kindness of the heart. They're not. That's a carefully orchestrated plan. It's been going on for a long time now. And, I mean, you know, we're all aware of it, but they've been sneaking things in, you know, with the, like boiling the frog, the analogy with that, going by stealth. I'm trying right now, actually, to at least counter them culturally. I've been brushing up on my Spanish, and I'm trying to engage a lot of these, a lot of people that are here, a lot of people that have been coming here, and trying to at least to bring them around to, you know, the classic Americana and the reasons why we have, you know, what's left of our stability.
Well, that's great. That's what we need to do, and But see, when they bring in children so that they get a first crack at them for a number of years before they turn them out, when they bring in children who don't speak English, it makes it all that more difficult for us to have an impact on them. And that's by design. That's why they want to do it that way. That's why they're funding these programs to put robots in homes, because they don't want you, even at home, having any influence on your children. Thank you so much, Carl. Let's go to Lance in Washington. Lance.
Hey, it's an honor to speak with you. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling.
I want to reiterate how important it is to do it from the grassroots. I carry open up here in Washington State, and my neighbors and I have gotten two drug houses shut down through the city, and one house that was an old coach's house on a property of the school board. We got it bulldozed, and it only took like 3 months from the get-go of starting it up. So you go to city council meetings, get to know your neighbors.
That's a good point. I think that is really the key. We cannot count on our elected representatives to stand up for us. They've shown over and over again that they will not do that. We can't elect somebody as president. That's going to solve the problems. We have to take responsibility, just like you're saying, Lance. So we have to do that at home in our community. If we will stand up and do that, that's when it'll get done. If we take our notice of jury trial and we go there as an informed juror and we stand up for the rights of our fellow citizen, that's going to be far more effective to nullify bad laws than it is going to be to try to get anyone elected. We see over and over again how spineless they are. We just had a case. This is Representative Ryan, who went before the Federal Election Commission, asked for permission to promote his political book as a fundraiser, and essentially changed what was a fundamental free speech right into a government-granted privilege with restrictions. And we're going to talk about that coming up after the break. Thank you so much, Lance in Washington. We're going to be right back with your calls and more news. Stay with us, Paul Craig Roberts.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box, and for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're taking your calls this segment. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts, economist, author, and he's got a lot to say about what's going on in Ukraine. Right now, in the last segment, we talked to someone, Lance of Washington. He was talking about how he was taking control, changing things at a local level. That's really where it's going to happen. Of course, we've heard it many times. Think globally, act locally. That's the people who are trying to set up a global regime. We need to, if we want to think about liberty, we need to act locally, not try to create a new world order by acting locally. But let's try to create a climate of freedom. One of the ways we do that, of course, one of the most powerful things we can do is inform ourselves and others about our rights and duties as jurors. We have to understand that we're there not just to judge the facts of the case, but to judge the law as well. That's one of the most effective ways that we can shut down this tyranny. One of the things that illustrates why we can't depend on our elected representatives, I think, is what happened with the FEC this week. Now, we had Congressman Paul Ryan, one of the leaders of the GOP, who wrote a book. This is part of his reelection campaign. That's what politicians do. They write these little boilerplate books and they sell them, or they have people buy them, and that's the way they pass money into their campaign. He wanted to buy his own books and hand them out to supporters. Fine. They've been doing this all along. He decided, though, that he was going to ask permission from the FEC to exercise his First Amendment rights. And, of course, the FEC is the Federal Elections Commission. And so back on July the 3rd, he asked them for an advisory opinion. Well, they got the opinion this week. And one of the commissioners is very upset. That's Chairman Lee Goodman, a Republican, said that by failing to affirm his constitutional right, his statutory right, to disseminate a political book free from FEC conditions and regulations, we have effectively asserted regulatory jurisdiction over a book publisher. Exactly. Exactly. They changed the First Amendment right into a government-granted privilege with restrictions. Now, understand the background of this. They wanted the FEC to affirm that the book and its publisher were exempt from the kind of federal regulations, what's called the media exemption. And what that does is that allows us in the media to interview a candidate and to talk about different things in editorials and television channels, other outlets, say whatever we want to about political figures without having to worry about campaign finance regulations. That is very, very important. That is going to have really major repercussions if they were able to shut that down. And so it's really sad to see that the Republicans would turn this fundamental right into a privilege by the FEC, go cowering before them because, of course, they're afraid of their power. And, of course, because the Congress has abdicated its authority to write the laws of this country to these bureaucracies like the FEC, like the IRS, like the BLM, you name it, the EPA. They write their own laws, not our elected representatives. We now have legislation without representation, and even our elected representatives cower before these bureaucracies. And so did this chairman, who basically had a problem with this, and yet he voted along with everybody else. The election committee, the FEC, approved this regulation by 6-0. That means that the guy who's criticizing it voted for it. You understand? He voted for it. Listen to this. They ruled that while he can have his campaign and his PAC can buy books and give them out, the promotion on his website has to be limited to just two sentences. Just two sentences. Of course, they didn't put those kind of limitations on Hillary Clinton or on her book. And the two sentences is totally arbitrary. As a story here on Communities Digital News had those quotes from Paul Ryan and from the commissioner. This is how democracy dies. We have spineless leaders doing this type of thing. It's why you have to work locally, why you can't count on these people to stand up for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The place for free talk live, GCN.